Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. Project Veritas has apparently been raided by the FBI as of yesterday. And we've got that story for you. Plus, on the way, drug decriminalization comes to Detroit. We'll talk about that. Bonnie has that story with you tonight. It is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And again, the number 603-283-6160. Plus, soon in San Francisco, one of the most restrictive places in the United States as far as COVID crackdowns, five-year-olds may soon have to show vaccine passport cards and able to do things like go to McDonald's or wherever else that, you know, in public that they would want to go. So we can talk about all of those things. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Apparently, Project Veritas has been raided in a report posted by James O'Keefe, who is the founder of Project Veritas. He had this to say on their video channel at projectveritas.com.
Making this statement, I am putting myself at great risk because on November 4th, Project Veritas came under attack. I woke to the news that apartments and homes of Project Veritas journalists, or former journalists, had been raided by FBI agents. It appears the Southern District of New York now has journalists in their sights for the supposed crime of doing their jobs lawfully and honestly, or at least this journalist. I had to think long and hard.
So he himself was not raided.
Just like his employees?
But other people who work for Project Veritas were, and as he said, former employees as well. And he gets into what he believes the reasons are.
For making this.
It's so weird that their homes were raided. I thought you were going to say, like, some headquarters where they print these, I don't know, where they, you know, meet or something.
I don't know if they have a headquarters. I mean, I get the feeling that Project Veritas is fairly decentralized, you know, because they've got people in different parts of the country, right? So recent reports from them were coming out of wherever Pfizer was based. You know, remember they were, like, doing undercover camera operations
yeah.
where they would go on a date with some guy who works for Pfizer or another guy that works for Moderna and get him to spill the beans. So they probably have people, like, living in, you know, different cities that they can call on to do stuff. So that's my guess.
State. It's a decision that only I can make. They don't want me to defend myself and immediately try to silence me. That's why the cover letter to the grand jury subpoena we received contains this language. Quote, the government hereby requests that you voluntarily refrain from disclosing the existence of the subpoena to any third party. While you are under no obligation to comply with our request, we are requesting you not to make any disclosure in order to preserve the confidentiality of the investigation.
What would you do if the government told you that they wanted you to keep quiet about the fact that you've been subpoenaed to, I presume, testify against your own employees?
But you were not going to be in trouble if you didn't listen. I'd go on Free Talk Live, and I'd tell everyone.
Yeah, and good for him for coming out publicly with this, although as he points out, obviously, there's no legal penalty that they can expressly say of, oh, well, we're going to come after you, but that's sort of the that's sort of the unstated assumption here is, oh, well, if you don't do what they say, then maybe they'll come raid your house.
Mm.
Maybe you'll be the next target.
And because the disclosure of the existence of this investigation might interfere with and impede the investigation, unquote. But while the Department of Justice requested us to not disclose the existence of the subpoena, something very unusual happened. Within an hour of one of our reporters' homes being secretly raided by the FBI, the New York Times, who we are currently suing for defamation, contacted the Project Veritas reporter to ask for comment. We do not know how the New York Times was aware of the execution of a search warrant at our reporter's home or the subject matter of the search warrant, as a grand jury investigation is secret.
Well, I can tell you how they knew. It was an agent who told them. Somebody with the FBI who was going to raid this person's house in wherever it was clued the New York Times into the fact that it was happening. So even though it was a secret warrant and a secret raid, and they
But wouldn't the FBI not want that to get out since they didn't want the subpoena to get out?
Well, again, there's individual agents within the FBI who can do, you know, their own thing. Maybe they don't agree with something that was going on or what, I don't know. But that's likely where that information came from. Somebody leaked it to the New York Times.
The FBI took materials of current former Project Veritas journalists, despite the fact that our legal team previously contacted the Department of Justice and voluntarily conveyed unassailable facts that demonstrate Project Veritas's lack of involvement in criminal activity and or criminal intent. Like any reporter, we regularly deal with the receipt of source information and take steps to verify its authenticity, legality, and newsworthiness. Our efforts were the stuff of responsible, ethical journalism, and we are in no doubt that Project Veritas acted properly at each and every step. However,
But that doesn't matter, because even if you've acted properly at each and every step, they can still raid your house. And they can still destroy your life. They can take everything that they want to take out of your house.
They can pull all the books out of the bookshelves and throw them on the ground.
That's what they did here.
Yeah.
You're referring to.
Throw tables over in the basement.
Yeah. They can do whatever they want. They can unplug broadcast equipment, as they did here in the studio, even though they weren't supposed to take the broadcast equipment. They just, you know, did some damage. And they can do all of that stuff, and the odds that you're going to be able to get any kind of justice for it, because even if they drop the charges, now again, they haven't actually charged anyone here. So this was a warrant for Project Veritas to collect information. So they didn't go in like they did with us earlier this year when the raids happened against me and Aria and the rest of the Crypto Six. They, you know, they arrested us during those raids, and then they took a bunch of stuff. In this case, they just went in and took stuff. So they didn't arrest the reporters yet because they don't even have a case yet. This was just a raid to try to build a case. That's why they are telling him that he needs to come to the grand jury so they can ask him questions to try to bring charges against people.
It appears journalism itself may now be on trial. Late last year, we were approached by tipsters claiming that a copy of...
First of all, it's been that way, James. I mean, I understand that now they're targeting you, but journalism's been under attack. I mean, Barrett Brown, I believe was his name, he was the guy who went to prison in the United States for posting a link in a chat room on the internet to some, I think it was torrent files or something like that. He went to prison for that. And that was years ago.
What does that have to do with journalism?
He's a journalist.
No.
I forget, maybe it wasn't torrent files. It was some sort of hacked information. It was hacked information or something like that. But he didn't actually have the information. He just linked to the information. So he linked to evidence of a crime or something like that, and they went after him for it. They've threatened other journalists for not revealing their sources. They've attempted to punish them for that. Of course, Julian Assange is currently facing extradition still after years of being held in the UK, and it's the United States government that wants to go after him. So, you know, this isn't completely unprecedented. It's just now it's striking Project Veritas, and I don't, you know, that's bad. I'm not saying that, you know, they deserve it or anything like that. They do some good reporting, and it's just, you're not the first victim, I guess is what I'm saying here.
Actually, Biden's diary. We had never met or heard of the tipsters. The tipsters indicated the diary had been abandoned in a room in which Ms. Biden stayed at the time, and in which the tipsters stayed in temporarily after Ms. Biden departed the room. The tipsters indicated that the diary included explosive allegations against then-candidate Joe Biden. The tipsters indicated that they were negotiating with a different media outlet for the payment of monies for the diary. The tipsters were represented by attorneys who handled the negotiations with Project Veritas. We investigated the claims provided to us, as journalists do. We took steps to corroborate the authenticity of the diary. At the end of the day, we made the ethical decision that because, in part, we could not determine if the diary was real, if the diary, in fact, belonged to Ashley Biden, or if the contents of the diary occurred, we could not publish the diary and any part thereof. We attempted to return the diary to an attorney representing Ms. Biden. but that attorney refused to authenticate it. Project Veritas gave the diary to law enforcement to ensure it could be returned to its rightful owner. We never published it. Now, Ms. Biden's father's Department of Justice, specifically the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, appears to be investigating the situation.
It sounds like that they tried to set them up with this diary. Maybe it was a fake diary and they tried to set him up.
We're going to continue here in a moment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Like have to do is dial in here at 603-283-6160. We're talking about the FBI raiding Project Veritas. Multiple, apparently, of their employees and or former employees were raided yesterday morning. The head of Project Veritas appears to have avoided the raid, but obviously he's still dealing with the fallout and the attack on his organization. We'll continue with that story. And, of course, again, your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Ian and Bonnie in the studio tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create your own account over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com with just an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. And you can then deposit dozens of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. As we continue here, playing the audio from the founder of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, speaking. And again, you know, you were saying, Bonnie, you were wondering if this was their headquarters that was raided. I suspect they don't have a headquarters. I mean, the video with James O'Keefe here, it appears to be shot, like, in his home.
And who is James O'Keefe exactly? Like, what is
he's the founder title of Project Veritas, from what I can tell. If he's not the founder, he's certainly the public face. He's the guy that's in, like, all of its videos, essentially, as their spokesperson. But I believe he's their founder. So, in the video, he's just kind of, like, standing in front of, like, a hutch or something like that, some sort of piece of furniture. It says Project Veritas behind him, but it doesn't look like he's in any kind of, like, office. There's just, like, a lamp you would see in somebody's house behind him. So, I suspect he's just running this from his own home, because there's really no reason to have an office unless you need an office for some reason, right? Like, unless you have to have a place where salesmen are going to go and make phone calls or something. You know, he doesn't print newspapers, right? So he doesn't need a printing press or anything like that. So it would seem like an unnecessary way to spend money would be to have an office. But let's go on here with what he has to say. So basically, if you're just tuning in, he believes the FBI may be researching or trying to gather information to bring charges in regards to a diary that was allegedly owned by Joe Biden's daughter, who apparently is named Ashley. They had some tipsters offer this book, supposed diary, to Project Veritas. They were unable to actually verify the ownership of this book, and so they refused to buy it. And the tipsters who were offering it to them said that they stayed in a hotel room, they'd stayed in the same hotel room after Ashley Biden had stayed in that room, and they found it.
That's even more reason. That's another thing I'm thinking of, the fact that it was a hotel room. Like, I've worked in hotels. I really just don't think a book could get left behind like that.
You're saying there's very little odds that a janitor or, you know, the maid would leave something like that behind for
yeah,
the
like
next
something
customer?
That's obviously not like the Bible or the little notepads. And, I mean, I didn't even work in, like, high-quality hotels like this woman probably stayed in. And, you know, I just don't think something like that could get missed.
So you think the tipsters are lying about how they got this thing. And whether or not it was really her diary, of course, is another question.
Like, what are the odds that they would even be able to find out that they stayed in the same room as her? Usually that's really confidential information. Like,
yeah, the hotel's not going to tell you.
Yeah, if you found out that she was staying there, you couldn't go to the front desk and be like, what room is Ms. Biden in?
Obviously. They shouldn't tell you. Like, a really sloppy hotel might give you that kind of information. But, yeah, most employees at hotels are instructed to keep that information private.
I'm sure you could, like, pay them to do it. But you know what I'm saying. Like, it would be, there's already that hurdle. Then the maids would have to, then the, Joe Biden's daughter has this thing with her she knows probably shouldn't get out because it has, like, crap she's been talking about her dad, the president, in
yeah,
it.
It's got dirt.
And then she accidentally leaves it, and then the housekeepers don't find it.
You're saying way too unlikely that any of these things
unlikely.
Would all combine together to actually happen.
That's why I just think that these tipsters were people, probably in the government, that were trying to set up Project Veritas to, you know, do something like slander Joe Biden's daughter. And they didn't fall for it, and now the FBI is just trying to do something to see what sticks.
Let me continue here with James O'Keefe's statements.
Claiming the diary was stolen. We don't know if it was, but it begs the question.
This is what the FBI, apparently, they said. He said they had tried to give it back to Ashley Biden's attorney, who refused to take it. Then they tried to give it
because
to law enforcement.
Because if she took it, that would be like confirming that what they read was
true. So then they tried to give it to law enforcement, and they said that, that the diary was stolen.
In what world is the alleged theft of a diary investigated by the president's FBI and his Department of Justice? A diary. This federal investigation smacks of politics. Project Veritas never threatened or engaged in any illegal conduct. Should the Southern District of New York try to take away our First Amendment rights and uncover and publish newsworthy stories without government intimidation, be assured, Project Veritas will not back down. Nothing stops at Project Veritas. Let me be clear. Our mission is to serve the public's right to know by illuminating, revealing, exposing information others wish to hide for the wrong reasons. To quote Lord Acton, we believe everything kept in secret degenerates.
Which is why I'm glad that they revealed this. Again, if you're just tuning in, the FBI has issued him and Project Veritas a subpoena, grand jury subpoena, which means they want to ask questions about something, presumably whatever the subject of this investigation is that led them to raid multiple Project Veritas journalists. So the fact that they put that out there, despite a sort of a veiled threat in this grand jury subpoena saying they wanted them to keep it quiet. Hey, you don't have to keep this quiet. We can't legally make you keep it quiet, but we really want you to, was essentially what the federal, I don't know if it's the U.S. Attorney's Office, I guess, would be the ones issuing the subpoena. That's what they said. And you know, true to his vow, essentially, here for Project Veritas, that they're in favor of transparency. They're putting this information out there, so good for them on that.
We don't mislead or conceal. We investigate facts and potential newsworthy information. Sometimes, as was the case here, after we investigate, we decide not to publish a news story. But Project Veritas will run from nothing, and we will hide from nothing. We exist for the very purpose of discovering and revealing the truth and hope to make the world a more transparent place. Now, this is not the first time we've been attacked, and it will not be the last. We know why. We've investigated powerful people,
yep,
and in many ways, we are the very tip of the spear. But we never break.
Yeah, and good for them for that. They've definitely made some pretty powerful reports this year alone, just in regards to the COVID insanity out there. They've revealed the Department of Health and Human Services as being lying hypocrites. They've revealed the pharmaceutical manufacturers, Pfizer and Moderna, for instance, Johnson & Johnson. They did undercover operations, I believe, on all three of them that just revealed that they are incredibly evil organizations. One of their employees even described his working arrangement as essentially working for an evil corporation. He actually came right out and said that. Of course, you know, he was being secretly recorded, so he thought he was just telling his date that, and then it ended up getting revealed. So there's more coming up here on the raids against Project Veritas, and you can join us and share your thoughts.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, are still optimistic a vote could happen today on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the Democratic-led social spending package. One of the many holdups include the social spending bill's price tag, and House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's the Congressional Budget Office's job to provide that number.
The rules of the House is the Congressional Budget Office has to tell you how much it costs. This is going to be the largest bill in the history of America.
Texas is suing the federal government over the new coronavirus vaccine mandate. Republican AG Ken Paxton announcing the lawsuit on Friday, calling the regulations an abuse of federal power. Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, and several businesses are involved in the suit as well. USA Radio News. Family members, friends, and dignitaries are honoring top military leader and diplomat Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright speaking at a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral.
Beneath that glossy exterior of warrior statesman was one of the gentlest and most decent people any of us will ever meet.
COVID claiming the life of the 84-year-old Powell last month. A new study suggests the Delta variant significantly diminished the effectiveness of the three COVID vaccines. Researchers looking at 800,000 vaccinated U.S. service members and found that their strain reduced the Moderna vaccine from 89 to 58% effective. The efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine went from 87 to 45%. The single-dose J&J vaccine took the hardest hit, with the vaccine's original 86% effectiveness dropping to only 13%. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and open phones here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. The latest attack on freedom of the press here in the United States is now against Project Veritas, with multiple Project Veritas employees and former employees' homes being raided. What sounds like in a coordinated raid happening yesterday morning, just like happened against Free Talk Live. And two of our co-hosts, one of our former co-hosts, and the Crypto Six, as we are called. If you go to thecrypto6.com, you can learn more about what happened to us on March 16th.
Really, two other former co-hosts and three current hosts.
Yeah, there were three. Well, they're not all current now because one of them's banned from being on the air. But six people who were ostensibly involved in Bitcoin related activities. They're coming after us with various different victimless crime charges, and they want to put a lot of us away in prison for a very long time. And so far, Project Veritas is not facing charges, but they have had their homes raided. And that is a pretty upsetting thing to have happen. Now, I wonder, you know, how many people were involved. They're not saying that in this particular story. He's not revealing details on who was raided or where the raids happened. But the case is coming out of the Southern District of New York. I believe that's the same group of prosecutors that went after Ross Ulbricht, if I recall correctly, the founder of the Silk Road. So these guys love going after non-crimes, like no so-called crimes with no victim.
Not that I ever think it's okay for this extra-democratic organization called the FBI that, you know, nobody voted for these people. They just, you know, claim to have lots of power over everyone in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I ever think it's okay for them to go after anyone, but it seems even worse for them to go into people's homes and traumatize them and search through everything they own when there are not even charges.
Right. They're just looking to gather evidence. That was the point of these warrants. They didn't arrest anybody. They just took.
It's like you can go into anyone's house looking for something they might have in their home that's illegal.
Yeah. Well, all they had to do was go to a judge. You know, somebody wearing a robe, one of their robed priests.
That works for them.
That works for them.
With them.
And, yeah, right. And these judges rubber stamp, right? Like, oh, you need a warrant? Okay. Stamped. Right? There's not really any serious process here. They fill out a form. They swear to the judge that they believe some evidence exists in so-and-so journalist from the Project Veritas organization's house and this other house over here. We believe that we will find evidence of these crimes if you let us come in and search. And the judge just says, okie doke. And then they come in probably at 6 in the morning because he said it was in the morning. And they raid your house and take whatever they want. They want to take your files from your filing cabinet. They take your computers, any place that they're looking for evidence of whatever ostensibly might be involved with some sort of, you know, bad behavior regarding journalism. They're going to take files. They're going to take computers. They're going to take laptops and phones. And again, he doesn't get into the details of exactly what they took or who was raided. But I do want to continue with just a little bit more here from Project Founder and CEO, apparently, of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. Here it goes.
The law. In fact, one of our ethical rules is to act as if there are 12 jurors on our shoulders all the time. And that truth, and the truth, will vindicate us. When the FBI in the Southern District of New York seize reporters' notebooks, it is not just an attack on Project Veritas. It is an attack on every American and our sacred right to free speech and a free press. The First Amendment is first for a reason. It guarantees all the other rights that follow.
And as we're seeing with people who got things taken from this house in the first raid in 2016, they're not going to get their files back.
No, it's been more than 5 years since the first raid against us.
Yeah, there are things that were taken from people that worked here in this at our studio.
Mm-hmm.
The government says they have no way to prove that there's anything illegal on these like items like computers, but they're not going to even back until that person can prove that there's not something bad on them.
I don't know how that's even possible.
I don't know how that's even possible. But yeah, that basically, they're not going to get their, you know, research and everything that they have. And the reporters for Project Veritas, they're not going to get their research or whatever that they have in their files in their office at their home back ever.
Well, it's a good plan to have off-site backups. That's really the only thing that you can do here to remediate this particular thing from happening to you, as you pointed out, Bonnie. Like, they
probably
take your
didn't
stuff.
Expect something like this to happen to their homes.
No, that's true. No one ever expects to be the target of some crazy, illegal, violent gang. But the reality is, if you are rattling the cage, if you are speaking out against the people in power, there's a very good chance you will be targeted, especially if, like Project Veritas, you're making an impact and people are watching your stuff. You know, if you're shouting into a YouTube channel with three subscribers, they're probably not going to pay much attention to you. But Project Veritas has, I don't know, millions. So they're definitely on the target list.
It's all about accountability. Without accountability, freedom itself is an illusion. So the great question is this an indicator in the direction that America is going? We've gone far beyond the point
yes,
of partisan
is.
Politics in this country. They ask us to focus on our divisions. They don't ask us to focus on the things which unite us. What unites us is so much more powerful than what divides us. The First Amendment doesn't just matter to people on one side. It matters to people on all sides. That is why I'm calling on all Americans, and especially all journalists, to stand with us for the right to free speech and the free press, and to send a message that the politics of fear will not prevail in the United States of America.
Well, personally, I think the United States of America is on its last legs at this point. I don't think there's anything that can keep it together. And I don't want to see it be kept together. I don't want to save the nation or save the United States or save the Constitution, which a lot of the, you know, people on the right wing seem to believe that they can do. And I don't disagree with what O'Keefe says about, you know, the First Amendment being an important concept for people on any side of the political aisle. But the reality is people, they've got a real short-sighted view of things. When they get into the halls of power, they believe they're always going to be there. and that they can go ahead and use the FBI against their political enemies, and there will be no consequence to them for it. But then, of course, what ends up happening is their political enemies get in control of the federal government and the FBI, and they can turn the tables. And if you violate people's freedom of speech once, then the next guy who you don't like can use the same precedent to violate freedom of speech against you and against your supporters. So it is a very nasty downward spiral, and both of these sides are guilty of using the power of the state against their political opponents, and it's not something that just gets better. There's no solving this problem, because if you get the court system to rule in your favor, if the FBI is somehow found liable for this, which, again, I don't think the odds of that are going to happen, very, very, you know, they're very slim that that'll ever happen, because the agents themselves have what's called qualified immunity, and that means that the FBI and other policing agencies, the agents themselves, as long as they believed they were doing the right thing, as long as they didn't know that what they were doing was illegal, they won't face any kind of consequence for it. So that means that they can just keep getting away with it. Unless there's significant court cases that make it very, very clear that they're not supposed to do these sorts of things in the future, they'll keep doing it. And there's no reason why that they won't, because there's no penalty for them if they keep doing this. It's not like you are going to stop paying for it, because most Americans understand that if they don't pay whatever the federal government is demanding, well, then the very same thing will happen to them.
He sounds like somebody who's, the guy talking, O'Keefe, he sounds like he's somebody who's like onto something but hasn't quite realized the big picture of the fact that the United States government is the corporation that keeps him in slavery and everyone else. He's like, oh, we need to all rise up to take control of the corporation. That's not going to happen. Just get rid of the system itself.
Yeah, and whether or not he'll end up making that connection, I don't know. There's so many people who are completely stuck within the two-party system mentality, within the idea that the United States is this wonderful concept.
If that only it's them. That
oh,
they
yeah,
are
that
the
we
United
are the
States.
Government, yeah. If only we could just elect the right people, then it would work right. And it's, sorry, it just is never going to work right, because it is a organization of power. They are completely almost unlimited in what they can do. And what they're doing to Project Veritas is not new. It's just they're the latest victim. You want to comment? Bring up what you want. The number 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk psychedelics.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We open the phone. You can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. And we're going to go to those calls. Your calls are welcome about anything. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And again, the number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Brian LaPla, who is a Free Talk Live. He's one of the new Patreon amps. We started the Patreon a couple weeks ago, and we've had a few dozen folks join already, so thank you to Brian for signing up as a gold-level amplifier, which means that he is contributing at least 10 bucks a month to the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to our Patreon page where you can learn more about what you get. You get some perks, you get some benefits from joining. You also help us spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we can, especially on broadcast radio, where we're heard on over 180 radio stations already. We can be on 200, 250, 300, it's possible, but it does take money, it does take some marketing, and it takes some time. So help us out with that over at amps.freetalklive.com, like Brian has done. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones with another journalist. He's an independent guy himself over at RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live. I know you weren't necessarily calling to talk about what happened with Project Veritas, but you heard some of the discussion, I'm sure, that they were raided by the FBI. And as a fellow independent journalist, I'm curious as to your thoughts on that.
Well, my message to them is if they want to come under our umbrella, then sign up for the Free State Project. But until then, I've got Alizea stepping at syndrome. Anything that happens outside New Hampshire is not quite real.
What was this? I'm sorry. What was the syndrome?
I call it Alizea Stepinac syndrome. He was the cardinal of Croatia during World War II. Pretty good guy, but not quite good enough. And his main flaw was he couldn't conceive what was happening, overseas. With the Nazis who he initially allied with. He's kind of an Oscar Schindler of Croatia.
Ah, okay.
Everyone's trying to move the mountain, and no matter how powerful you are, you may not be able to move it at all. Mm-hmm. You can move a hill, so come help us move the hill. What's that guy doing outside New Hampshire? Why doesn't he live here?
Well, I don't know if he's a libertarian. I mean, he might be a right winger. It seems like a lot of the support for Project Veritas seems to come from the right wing. But honestly, I don't know anything about him. I just know that he's done some good reporting on some issues, but I can't say anything about his you know, belief system. We got to be careful. We don't want to bring a bunch of hard right wingers in here just because they might agree with us on some issues. We definitely only want the people that understand, you know, liberty. They understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. That understand the ideas of non-aggression. That's to me the most important thing. And now, why they're not coming here? Well, that's a whole other story. A lot of them are still under the deluded belief that they can change things in New York or California or
Texas
or whatever, or of the crazy belief that Texas is somehow a free place to begin with. It's actually the least free as far as personal freedoms is concerned, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study that is done every couple of years.
Perfect or not, he'd be safer here.
Well, that's probably true. Well, I mean, when we secede, he'll be safer. For right now, the federal gang is still allowed to crawl all over New Hampshire and rape and pillage and do whatever horrible things that they do.
Yeah, I think they face more consequences when they do it here. But
well, they anyway, definitely face more likelihood of somebody showing up with a video camera. I mean, that definitely is more likely. There are people who are willing to back up their friends here. We've got some of the best cop blockers. We've got the best First Amendment auditors. We've got some really good activists who really care about freedom, and they're willing to put their butts on the line. Of course, we had Joa from Breaking the Flaw on last night talking about the crazy corruption going on in Charlestown, New Hampshire, and those guys put themselves in serious harm's way to investigate that stuff. So, yeah, we've definitely got the folks to stand up here at the very least, even though the federal government is, as you say, a mountain, and they're very difficult to stand up to.
The hill. But God bless those guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is another thing that New Hampshire is doing to strike back against the federal government this week, and that is, I guess, rebuildnh.com is asking the governor, and asking you to ask the governor, to call a special session of the legislature to hear what's basically a nullification bill.
What is it?
So it's according to Reopen, it's just, quote, a bill to prohibit state agencies from aiding in enforcement of the mandates, unquote. They're referring to the federal mandates.
Oh, this thing from OSHA?
Yeah, they're trying to make it so that the feds can, the state can't cooperate.
Hmm, okay. Well, I don't think old Sununu is going to be doing that because he loves the federal government.
So he would have to voluntarily do it just because, oh, a lot of people ask me to do it. Is that the only way to get him to do it?
They do not have the two-thirds majority they need to go around him, I think. So that's probably the only step. I guess the reason they want to have a special session is because obviously these mandates come into play pretty soon.
Right.
They want to get some kind of legislation in place and in effect soon. So that's why they would have to have this early legislature to kind of vote quickly on this legislation.
And what you're referring to is the fact that the New Hampshire legislature only meets for part of the year. They're not a full-time legislative body. They're only there, you know, they have House hearings in, like, January, February, and March, and then they have, you know, Senate hearings at those same times, and then later they reconcile the bills. And it's usually over and done with by some point in the summertime. The bills either pass or they don't, and then the rest of the year, then they file new bills at the end of the summer. So we're in that period where the new bills have been filed for 2022. So, yeah, they're calling for a special meeting. I mean, they're asking the same guy who was pissed that the executive council voted down the $27 million in COVID bribe money, the same governor who was mad that those executive counselors did the right thing and said no to the federal government, because he's completely beholden to the feds. He wants to become a federal guy. He wants to be a U.S. senator, I believe, next. He's going to walk out of the governor's seat next year and run for a U.S. Senate seat.
It's the same governor who doesn't give a crap what his apparently constituents want. He even got his brother to pass a city ordinance to stop people from protesting when they were protesting weekly in front of his house.
That's right. They passed a so-called picketing ban, and they are continuing to prosecute the people that they've ticketed for that, the peaceful protesters. So
the prosecutor admitted that it was just to stop the protesters.
Yeah, it was about protecting the governor. So I don't expect this guy is going to do anything against the federal government, but, you know, stranger things have happened. Ridley, anything else you want to share?
Well, yeah, I mean, Reopen does. Well, they used to be called Reopening Age, but, yeah, now they're called RebuildingAge.com. And they do have a history of being able to get a lot of emails into the inboxes of the governor and other state officials. So
yeah, but you know he doesn't read them.
Yeah, I think you may be right that he won't do this, but he'll see this, and it will have some effect on his what he thinks he can get away with.
Mm. I hope you're right, Ridley. Anything else you want to share?
That is all.
Thanks for the call tonight. It's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's been reporting a lot recently on New Hampshire independence and the movement to declare independence from the United States, something that honestly can't happen soon enough. And thankfully, we don't need the governor's permission to do that. In fact, he's not even a factor when the State House and the State Senate votes over 60% each to approve the proposed constitutional amendment that has been put in by a Free Stater state rep, Mike Sylvia, and 9 co-sponsors. When that thing gets approved by the House and Senate, which it could, it's not impossible. Now, we don't know. We haven't seen any real significant way to take their temperature on this issue yet. We know there's going to be some significant opposition, and we know there's going to be a lot of people that are arguing for this. It's ultimately going to come down to whether or not enough people show up, whether or not enough warm bodies come in the middle of wintertime to the State House. It's the most difficult time to travel in New Hampshire, right? Like, it's dangerous to drive on icy roads or whatever, and they hold these meetings in the dead of winter. So whether or not you can take hundreds of people and fill up the State House on this particular issue, if that happens, and it could, then that's going to be a serious motivation for a lot of these state reps and the state senators to take this issue seriously. This is not some sort of weirdo fringe issue here in New Hampshire. A lot of people are in support of independence. We've had people calling into the show, giving examples of friends or just, you know, total strangers, people on the street, whatever, folks they're talking to about this issue who favor this.
I've had to have talked to over 100 people personally that favor it.
Now, are you talking about at, like, protests or whatever?
At protests and my friends, just New Hampshire people who favor it.
Yeah.
Me personally only, like, and I don't really get out of my house that much.
Yeah, and it's one thing to go to a protest, but it's another thing to just be at, you know, a restaurant or something like that and talk to somebody who you don't know and who's not there for protest purposes, who's not likely to be on your side to begin with. Even a lot of the New Hampshire people seem to be interested in this. And it's a discussion that has barely even gotten started. So very interesting things happening here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. On the way, Bonnie, you've got news about Detroit. There's a ballot initiative that apparently has passed regarding psychedelics.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.